My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Someone, texter says, in response to me saying that my four horsemen of the Astro apocalypse were Altuve, Bregman, Correa, and Springer, because they all came up through the system. And someone says, what about Yuli Gurriel? He didn't really come up. They signed him from Cuba. He was there for all the championships. He's right there. I mean, you look at any... Seth, you look at any list of playoff performers and counting stats at first base, and Yuli's on the list. All these guys are. Correa, Altuve, Bregman, Yuli. Anybody who's here for both World Series championships or close to it in the case of Correa, they're all near the top of the counting stats at their position for things like home runs and RBIs and stuff because they played so many freaking games. You know, like they played so many games.
I think the other part about Yuli, though, is that he was the part of the Cuban pipeline that the Astros would become. And, like, so many of the young Cuban players looked up to Yuli Gurriel. And I think it was he was a bigger asset in the organization maybe than we could appreciate because we don't have that same perspective.
Yeah.
So, like, Yuli, I mean, because the Astros at any given time, I don't know where they are right now, but for a long time, they had by far the most Cuban players in their entire system. And Yuli was the start of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the most prominent of the Cuban players that they'd signed.
He was, and I appreciate everything Yuli did. I think the difference, and if you missed the segment, we were kind of talking about, it started with talking about Klay Thompson leaving the dynasty of the Warriors and given where they are now, kind of how that probably feels like, all right, this feels like, this might really be the end. And we kind of drew the analogy to the Astros with Springer and Correa leaving, and they actually kept the dynasty going a little longer and have kept it going a little longer. I think the difference with Yuli and those other guys who left is that with Yuli, it looked like it was time to leave. You know, like Yuli.
That's true. It
Springer
wasn't necessarily.
And Correa,
yeah.
They got $30 million a year contracts from teams, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah.
And Yuli was kind of bipolar in his performance. It was, remember, one good year, one bad year, one good year, one bad year.
Won a batting title. Like, his second to last season. It was crazy.
As Carlos Correa wouldn't shut up about how nobody cares about batting average anymore. We're like, hey, man, just like. They're giving a trophy to the guy in your same infield.
Yeah, right.
He's
now.
Standing right there.
Yeah, like Carlos is giving an interview to somebody about how stupid batting average is while Yuli's getting a trophy. Come on, man.
Based on batting average,
Adding Bay Idol Tay. So, Seth, you, my friend, got the Barrett Sports Media treatment here from Jason Barrett's website.
They wrote about me in the trades.
Yeah.
That's how we talk about in the biz.
Yes, in the trades.
Hey, this is basically the Hollywood... this is the depressing Hollywood reporter of the sports radio world.
It is.
This is exactly the same as Matthew McConaughey getting a write-up in Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
This is me getting a write-up in Barrett Sports Media.
Yeah. The title, the headline, Seth Payne, Mike Tannenbaum did not understand the assignment during his first take appearance. All right, so we don't have the audio of us or Seth saying that, but I guess just to set the stage here, here was Stephen A. Smith.
We're not the kind of crackerjack operation that can go back and find audio of our own show.
Well, the article just popped up like 5 minutes ago.
I know.
still, ESPN would probably be able to find it. Ben, this is not disrespect to you. We're not expecting you.
Oh,
to
no,
go
no.
Find
we
the
just
podcast.
Yeah, we did this. We just realized this 5 minutes ago.
Yep. So here was Stephen A. Smith. Still, I think it's still a good topic, actually. Probably a lot of people didn't listen yesterday. If you missed it, over the weekend or on Friday, Stephen A. Smith, they had a debate on which quarterback you would start a team with in the NFL, not named Patrick Mahomes. And Mike Tannenbaum, the former GM of the Jets, has gone on multiple outlets and said his guy would be Jordan Love. Stephen A. Smith knew this and looked over at Mike T. and said, "You're crazy for taking Love over C.J. Stroud."
Let's look at C.J. Stroud. Third quarterback in the last 50 years to lead the NFL in both passing yards per game and touchdown to interception, you know, turnover ratio.
Yep.
What are you talking about? This brother had a 157 passer rating in his first playoff game against the number one ranked defense in the NFL, which is Cleveland. We saw what the man did during the regular season. And by the way, Mike T is younger than Jordan Love. I mean, what are you talking about? You're brought
cheaper.
Younger and cheaper. You of all people, as cheap as you are, as cheap as you are, you actually gonna sit up there and say that somebody who is more expensive, older, and on top of it all, didn't have the numbers that C.J. Stroud had or somebody
Stephen you would take.
All right, so that was, we should mention Ryan Clark is on this panel too. You're about to hear him in a second here. So that was
and Stephen. The topic is, again, who would you draft to start a franchise
That's
with?
Right. That's right.
You know,
yeah.
Regardless of who you have around you at the given moment or anything, who would you start a franchise
yep.
with?
So Tannenbaum, who's been crescent kicked in the head multiple times verbally by Stephen A. Smith at this point, he gets an opportunity here to explain himself with the Jordan Love over Stroud take.
Let's go back to that Dallas game. That was a knockout punch. They went up and down the field against a really good Dallas Cowboy defense. We talk about all their struggles.
Aaron Jones running the football helped a lot.
No doubt about it.
All right then.
Yeah, but that... Houston didn't run the ball last year?
Houston didn't run the ball.
They didn't run the ball that much, Mike Tate.
With Bobby Slowick, Houston didn't run the ball. That's why they went out and got Joe Mixon. Houston was about C.J. Stroud from start of the season to the finish of the season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then,
when Stephen A. Smith says they did attempt to run the ball a lot. They did not run the ball well.
Yeah.
They were not a good rushing football team last year. They did keep feeding the rock to fuel the play action, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. Last one here, and I think this is the one where Tannenbaum kind of exposes himself.
You got to know how to take the L, Mike. That guy RC with me.
He's changed. C.J. Stroud changed an entire organization.
I like C.J. Stroud. It's not. This is not against C.J. Stroud, but what I'm saying is when you look at what Jordan Love did after sitting for 2 years and the platform he has now, to me, like, when you look at those young skilled players, when we're talking about them in November into the playoffs, they're going to be unstoppable on offense, not just this year, but going forward. And they got the one piece they needed, Jordan Morgan, the left tackle. I think Houston's
so down with Diggs. That's wide out with Stroud throwing the football. I mean, that's not a big deal. 2010,
but wait a second. Hold if on, they love
2010,
Diggs so much, wait,
two, wait. Hold on, 2010 to 2023, 43 quarterbacks were drafted. 43. One of them won a playoff start as a rookie. One is CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is so basically what you heard there was Tannenbaum moving the goalposts, because the assignment was who would you take to start a franchise? Tannenbaum, cornered as he was, turned it into like, hey, look at all the tools around Jordan Love and how well he's going to play this year. That's moving the goalpost is the last refuge of a scoundrel, Sean.
that's right.
That old, I think Thomas Jefferson said that or
that's
something.
Right.
So that, like, what the hell are you even doing there? You were a GM.
Yep.
For the Jets.
Yep.
How do you not even understand the assignment?
So the article on Barrett Sports Media hones in on a couple of things here. Just the appetizer is the part where, as Ryan Clark and Stephen A. Smith pointed out, the Texans did not run the football well. Mike Tannenbaum seemed to imply when he's like, oh, the Texans didn't run the football, that they actually were good at it. They weren't. The article points out how I mentioned that. I mentioned it. So Tannenbaum got kind of exposed there by those two guys. And so that there's just blood in the water at that point. The article then says the program played the clip in which Smith told Tannenbaum he has to know how to take the L. That last clip right there. Tannenbaum continued to affirm how impressive it was to see that Love did what he did after sitting on the bench for 2 years, especially with the Packers adding an offensive tackle in Jordan Morgan. Smith replied by asking about Stephon Diggs. Payne expressed that Stephon Diggs joining Houston. They tell the story, Seth, about it. They immediately go into the story about how you sent the clip to Mike Meltzer, a fan of the New York Jets, your former co-host and a fan of the New York Jets, the team for which Tannenbaum previously served as GM. The reason he sent him this clip was because he wanted to know which one of two aspects of the conversation annoyed him more, either Tannenbaum's opinion of the fact or that he, quote, didn't understand the assignment of the situation. I think so far you're getting treated fairly. I think
that's all very fair.
Yeah.
They've been pretty fair ever since we pointed. They had printed an article once where I was kind of jokingly accusing stealing my take.
Ross Tucker.
Remember, I accused Ross Tucker of stealing my take, which he did, but he told us he was going to steal it. And I said, like, I did a 3-minute spiel about Ross, you know, stealing my takes.
Yeah.
He's like classic Princeton move, all this. And they printed it like I was dead serious.
So funny.
Like
so funny. No, in this case, you were dead serious about Tannenbaum.
Yes.
The argument was about, this is a quote, they're quoting you directly here. The argument was about who would you pick if you were starting a new franchise, and Tannenbaum turns it into, hey, look at how good he could be this year because he's set up for success on this team. Like, that's not the assignment. You don't even understand the assignment, and you're running an NFL football team. End quote.
He's trying to, we need a running back. Okay, what do you think about this defensive back?
Yeah.
My God.
they mentioned that Pendergast agrees with Smith and Clark in this instance, preferring Stroud over Love. Yeah, no bleep, Sherlock.
Yeah.
Furthermore, he stated Smith can probably realize when all he needs to do... Smith can probably realize when all he needs to do is yell while someone else is talking in order to get them to back down. The fact that Smith started to scream and would not stop was something Pendergast considered to be really funny.
Did they point out that I disagreed with your take and those tactics?
They did not.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Era where I just want a little bit of civility in public discourse, Sean, that maybe shouting people down isn't the right move.
They didn't mention that, Seth, and they probably should have. Is this unfair treatment?
Yes. They should have pointed out that I'm a shining beacon of light for those who would demand more from our public discourse.
Yep. Winding down the article here. As the discussion surrounding Tannenbaum on First Take came to a conclusion, Payne recalled the time the show interviewed him on Radio Row. To be clear, that was you and Meltzer that interviewed him, me and you. Yeah, they just called it
on
the
Radio
show.
Radio Row in New York City.
Yeah, back in 2014. Tannenbaum was working. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Tannenbaum was working as an executive with the Dolphins at the time, and Payne recognized that he was consistently scanning the room and not seeming engaged in the conversation. While he remarked that it can be a successful strategy for some people, he perceived him to constantly be thinking about who to speak with next. Pendergast said, "He's a willing networker, but a bad networker. It's all about networking, man, but you got to make sure that the people you're in a conversation with realize you're at least giving the impression that you're engaged with their conversation."
Quote.
I think that's good advice by Sean Pendergast, person quoted in this article. Yeah.
Remember, that was one of the quotes about Easterby from somebody who had, one of his previous stops was that, like, you'd be in a conversation with him. If somebody higher up in the organization walked in, he was like, beeline to that dude. You'd abandon your conversation. Classic Easterby move.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, "I'm sorry." And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so how do you rate the treatment? I think this is really more
very
just a
fair
recap. Yeah.
Very fair, which makes for a boring article.
Yep.
So I've in their fairness to us, they are sacrificing clicks, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That takes restraint. Thank you.
Yep. I stand by everything that I said in that segment yesterday.
Oh, yeah, me as well. Just from that one interaction I had with Tannenbaum, I would never give him a good recommendation to anybody for anything for any reason, which doesn't amount to a hill of beans in the real world for, like, how it affects Tannenbaum, except that I suppose there's probably other people that he's come across that feel the same way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Like, oh, this guy.
Yep.
All right, whatever.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. All right, let's circle back to the Texans. The Texans were kind of in that. We'll get to the Astros as well and get you set up for tonight's game.
You know what they didn't mention in that, Sean?
What's that?
Was that I said that he was either scanning for the next person to talk to or looking out for the feds. So I think they realized, like, okay, like Seth was saying that as a joke. If we put this in print, it maybe looks into something more scandalous than it was meant to be.
That would have been funny if they took your... Because here's the thing. This is the danger. If they're going to take everything you say at transcript level...
There's a lot of stuff I say.
You're sarcastic every segment at some point, you know?
Yeah.
That would have been great. Payne, accuses Tannenbaum of dodging feds. That would have been better. That would have made for a more fun article, for sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The celebrities now coming out of the woodwork for the Texans. That's how you know you're on the you've got a Super Bowl contender on your hands. Who's the celebrity going to bat for the Texans against one of their evil division foes? We've got that for you. And man, I'm literally going to need a map to survive college football this year. The Athletic did something that just made me chuckle yesterday about college football. We will get to that. Coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV. Like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.